Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Are you looking for a football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with a fog of analytics or insult your fandom with phony hot takes? I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting for.
Heed the Call covers the entire NFL, not just the same five or six teams you're sick of, delivering news, weekly power rankings, plus previews and recaps of every matchup.
Yes, we cover your team, and we do it with a touch of mirth, because football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcasts wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states, one app, every sport nationwide. New DraftKings customers sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-777. Or visit ccpg.org on behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas. Bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's just that. That tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Welcome to Warriors plus minus. Man. TK, we have a lot to talk about. A lot is happening. And we're, actually, nothing's happening.
Nothing's Everything's happening. Everything's good. About to happen.
Everything. I just got duped. I saw a post about Steph having 5 kids. And I was like, what? They did it again? I think it was AI, though. Like, I'm like, I keep getting cooked by AI. I need to stay off.
What do you kind of, what's your algorithm like when you're coming up with that stuff? Maybe you can adopt somebody.
I think it's getting passed around. I think. Sierra and Russell Wilson announced their 5th kid today, and I think people were like taking advantage of that, but they got me. So when is Steph gonna sign his extension? Come on, TK. I know you know.
I don't know. I said this. I didn't think it was gonna be right away, and it hasn't been right away. He did a little media tour with his golf tournament recently. Said there's no rush. I don't think, you know, it's totally up to him. I'm sure the contract's there waiting for him to be signed if he wants it. But I just got the sense he wasn't going to rush this. He was going to sign it eventually, but it wasn't going to be right. Maybe like you say, like, let him know a little bit. Hey, I don't need to do it exactly when you say, when you offer it to me, I can do it in a week or two. I think it'll be before training camp, but we're coming up on training camp pretty soon. So what do you think? 50-50 signs before training camp?
I would have said 90-10, but now I'm down to like 85-15.
Well, that's still pretty high.
I still think he signs it because he knows more than anybody. If he does it, what are we going to talk about? What is all cap going to be about? That's what we're going to talk
about. And not only that, part of me sometimes, why haven't you? Is this signaling something, Stephanie? I don't think he wants that.
Yeah. Are you going to Charlotte? Is it time, right? Is it time? I think that sometimes I'm torn between, because Steph know how this is going to go down, he don't want to deal with it, but he already know. Like, nobody knows as much as Steph, maybe LeBron, like KD, what happens whenever they make or don't make a big decision, right? It dominates the media cycle. So part of me is thinking, like, Steph knows exactly what's going to happen and therefore won't let it get to that. Or is it because he's done this a million times, he's fine with it? Like, all right, I can deal with it. I've dealt with it. Matter of fact, there's probably not anything I can do to prevent from dominating the media cycle at some point. So, sure. What if the Warriors are more uncomfortable than he is at it, right? In the end, I settle on, I think he might see what it would do to his teammates. And this margin of error is so thin to stay alive for Jimmy Butler return, right? You got to stay alive for Jimmy Butler to return. And I think he signs because of that. Just because, like, I mean, it's he's going to do it anyway, but what are you getting in the long term by waiting? Except you might have this talking point hurt the other players on the team who are going to have to constantly be asked about it and hear about it. And Kyle Conley's going to be writing his columns and everything.
I agree with everything you said, which is I said 50-50 now because I think he won't sign the contract. I think he signed the contract, but I like what's to say, like him that first day, just to say, hey everybody, I haven't signed yet, but calm down. Like it's no problem. Like I could see him doing that. Like, hey, don't worry about it. Like he kind of did on the TV interviews, NBC Sports Bay Area and one other. And he's kind of like, hey, nothing urgent here. It's okay, you know, and I could just see him kind of like, let's roll into the first day of camp. I don't know this media day, whatever, you know, because they're going to Hawaii right after media day. I could just kind of see it maybe playing out that way, but I agree he wouldn't want it to be like a full scale red alert emergency that his teammates have to deal with. But Dunleavy and Kerr might be asked about it. You know, they're talking before media day, the week, you know, like Thursday or Friday before Monday media day. Maybe they get some questions. I don't know. I think I could just see Steph in a playful or possibly pointed way saying, yeah, I could wait until at least media day, and then in media day I'll still haven't signed, but I'll say, you know, no worries, and then sign it like Wednesday, you know, or something, or, you know, come back from Hawaii and it's signed. I don't think he's going to go up to media day. You and I both, I think, would imagine he's not going to go to media day going, oh, I got some issues, I don't know about this. That's not happening on media day, no matter what the contract is, signed or not signed at that point.
His first deal, the rookie deal, that went up to the day of the first game.
Wasn't he signing his shoot around hotel in room? Phoenix
or something? Yeah. 12. Remember the $44 million deal? Four for 44. 48. Yeah. So it was just like that went up to the day. I remember having that scoop and trying to fight to keep it because that was like the start of we're going to announce it. You know, the team, the Curry team wanted to announce it. And I'm like, come on. So is there any possibility? Well, not any possibility. Are they in a situation, let's just say they do make some moves. Is it reasonable to wait to see how much Steph would need to take? Because we've known in the past for him to say, if I take less, what would that get us?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And I wonder if that is too unclear now, based on like, cause currently it doesn't matter. Right. Like if Steph takes $10 million less, it doesn't do anything.
Cause they're going to be under if, you know, all these expirings other than him.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 They'll be, if under. They don't get rid of them, then it doesn't matter. Right. If they end up keeping, I mean, eventually they will. Right. At some point, even if they don't have a fire sale in February. But how much of a factor do you think that is? Just trying to figure out what's the actual number.
No, I think it's real, but I, you know, no matter what, they're going to be able to get a max slot. Now, is it max slot plus we're talking here?
But yeah.
Steph's not taking $20 million less, right? I mean, he's not. He might take what did Durant take? Like $5 million less that one year?
Yeah, yeah, $10 million? Yeah. It was like
I think. Yeah, it's like total of 10, something like that. Yeah, and maybe Steph does something like that, but it's still hard. They can't know exactly what it is unless you get to the summer. And yeah. I just don't think either side wants to get the next.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like it, and even then, it's not going to be that big a deal. They've got so much expiring money that I don't think it's going to be.
Unless if they clear off the books, then it's fine. Steph, get whatever you want.
It exactly. It's like, so why wouldn't you just do that? Oops, wait a minute. We could have used an extra $4 million. I don't know that that's going to be a big deal because you can always move contracts. They weren't all the way under to sign AD free and clear, even with the cap spike. They had to move Andrew Bogut, Festus Ezeli, and Harrison Barnes. Like, they still had to do that. You can always
Andre,
do that.
Right? Andre Iguodala, right? Yeah.
Oh, Andre too.
No,
yeah.
No, I mean, KD.
No, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, KD because Andre was still on the team.
Andre was Richard Jefferson, Andres Biedrins. Remember they had to.
Oh, yeah. To get Andre. Yes. Yeah. You can. Oh, now it was Bob Myers doing it, not Mike Dunleavy, but I imagine Dunleavy can do it. I mean, Myers was incredible at it. So I don't know that you absolutely have to do it. Here's the question. Do you want Pozemski signed before you go into next summer? Now,
I don't think the cap hold
is still going to be big no matter what. So it's not like you can bring him down.
No matter what,
The cap hold is $16 million because it's three times because they don't let you sneak in these rookie extension deals as nothing. But you don't want it to be 20, 22 if that's what his number is going to be. And I can hear Warriors fans going nuts to hear that it's going to be 20, but it might be.
20 is 15 now.
Yeah, it's
like 20 isn't 20 anymore.
If you're a starter, it's hard not to ask for.
Yeah, you
got
to.
You know, 20. I mean, you got 20 is what the going rate is. You know, what's Peyton Watson making now, right? So, isn't he making 30? Exactly. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. You might hold off on Pozemski. Also, you might hold off on Pozemski because you're not sure how good he is. Now, I don't think they.
Like, what
think
do you get that. From signing him? Like, what do you get from signing him?
You don't get much.
Maybe his security, you get his peace of mind. Yeah. Is he a tradable chip by the deadline?
He might be.
If he's got some contract, but even then, you're still trading his salary for this season because that money doesn't kick in until next season.
Yep.
So you can't include him in a trade.
Well, you can't.
Or not for money. You can't. Yeah, you just can't be like, all right, we're going to trade this $16 million of salary. Nah, it's going to be what his current thing is. So. Yep.
I would not extend him. I frankly, unless it's a really good deal, because the number goes up a little.
What are you saying though? You draft a guy 19, he ends up a good player, right?
You want
He's a
him.
Good starter, right? What does that mean if he doesn't get a contract after the Kuminga situation?
It happens. It happens. It means life.
I mean, you're asking for people to go
bitter
crazy.
Pods.
I don't think Dunleavy cares, though. I really don't think Dunleavy cares about people. You know, I mean, he cares, but he can just be like, all right, I'm not talking about it. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
So, but I do wonder after the Kuminga situation, and then Pods does everything you want, right? Well, not everything, but he's more of the model, like.
Yeah.
Here's how I want you to be. Like, I'm taking the charges. I'm playing defense. I'm hustling. I'm rebounding. Like, his thing is he want to do more, and you probably want him to chill out on that. But he's been a big player for you. He's been good. How you not pay that guy?
Well, what if Moses Moody is that guy, and they gave him $13 million a year, right? So for 3 years.
But he did get paid, though.
He did get paid. I mean, if Pods would take 15, I'd do that. He's not going to take 15, I wouldn't think. Don't this will get aggregated, whatever. This is just me guessing, but
If you're Pods, are you like
No. If Pods has got to start with a 2, it does have to start with it. It's got to be 20 something.
No, I'm saying if you're like Pods, like if it ain't a 3,
I don't know about that. Maybe, but 3. I want 140. Give it to me now.
Hey,
that deal that Amen Thompson got, just put it.
Yes.
Put it in the copy machine.
Just go ahead. I'll take a dollar less than that. You know, like give me.
I think I don't know. You might want the. You know, it's a whole lot of weird things. Like you almost might want the dollar figure as a contract going into the next trading session, you know, so you have a number on it so you can move it for something. But I don't know. I think you might want to wait because you still have his restricted free agent rights and they like him. It's not like Kuminga. Like they would do it, you know, they'd give him a big deal at the end of this. With Kuminga, they weren't sure. I think Pajemski, they would give him, you know, they probably give him 22 right now. And then you wait out a year, maybe they give him 25. You know, that's the cost of it. But they might do it. You know, I look at the Moody thing. Moody didn't do as much in his first 3 years as Pajemski's done. Didn't start as much. But a good player, a lottery pick, and they gave him 3 for 39. And I think they're going to like look at that and go, we'll go higher for Pajemski, but not a lot higher. I don't, you know, maybe they'll take it to 4 years, probably is what you would have to do. But I don't think they're going to go for 4 for 28 or anything like that.
I mean, you would do 4 for 86.
That's about the line. It's about the line.
Four for 80 is 20 a year, right?
I wouldn't go 4 for 95 or something like that. I sure as hell won't go 4 for 120, and we know who got that. But
man, what's the difference? 85, 120.
Have you heard about the second apron era now?
The second apron is coming.
This is
people.
The second apron era, and you'll have Steph, and then you'll have. Well, we'll see who they'll have after this season, but presumably we'll be adding people. Here's a question I got for you, MT. We were hearing about the $100 million expiring contracts they'll have. Draymond, Jimmy, and Porzingis will be over 100, or right about 100, if you don't count the $4 million they'd owe to Porzingis as a buyout.
Yeah.
They're talking about the draft picks could be moved. It's got to be by the trade deadline, right? It's not now. Should they have somebody circled? Would you have somebody circled? Who would be possible? Two things.
I mean,
circled and possible.
I think you gotta like anticipate who might be possible and circle it, right? I mean, you're watching Orlando very closely, right? Like, what happens?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they fall off the wagon here? Like it becomes untenable because now you about to have to start paying the people, right? Like Franz Wagner won't be getting Kuminga prices, right? Like, so is that organization who's already committed to Paolo about to commit to another one? So, you know, you're watching, to me, those type of situations. Who else is like you thinking about? I would have said Boston, but they clearly weren't that big of a fan of Jalen Green, right? Or Jalen Brown, sorry. So no,
they were not.
So, but I would have said, hey, watch that situation with Boston and Tatum if he had stayed. So I do think they're looking at those things. Hey, here's what I will tell you, and I don't know how, and my guy JK gonna be on me, but Minnesota. that. I was just thinking about who does Steph have the relationships with these young, but man, Ant.
Yep. And Steve.
If that LaMelo thing don't work. Now look, here's the difficulty. I don't know why Minnesota would not make sure Anthony Edwards stays there, right? You know, and based on their history, we know they will not be happy about somehow Anthony Edwards ended up with the Warriors. But I do think this LaMelo situation was like we've been trying to crest this hill for some years. Let's try it. That's a pretty risky move by Tim Connelly, right? It's like
on their way. They're way in luxury tax.
Yeah, like, way. Like, so you're watching that roster. I don't think it'll be Ant, but as I think about who are the players that will be like, yes, I'll take Chase Center as my new domain, as my new kingdom, right? I just think some of those players, they got to be paying attention to and monitoring. I mean, pay attention to what's happening in OKC. OKC got a lot of players. You see what they did? They just gave away
two good
Aaron
players.
Wiggins and Isaiah Joe. And they got more coming, right? They've just got more coming. These players are just going to keep coming for them at some point, right? You know, well, what happens if Chet Holmgren bombs out? Are you in on that? Are you trying to – like, he didn't have a great playoffs, right? Or does Jalen Williams want more, right? I mean, that's when I'm thinking they should be scouring. Like, how does this thing shake out? Now, none of the, I doubt any of this stuff happens at the deadline, but that is the new free agency period. The activity happens at the deadline now.
Yeah,
because the second apron, it's all about like moving this money around before you get killed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you aren't seeing as much traction. You're seeing a lot of people stay at home during free agency, and you're seeing the movement happen during the trade deadline. So yeah, I mean, that's a good question as like a thought experiment. But as far as I thought about it, it's just mostly like, who would be enticed? Who would say, yeah, I'd want to play with Steph, and I'd want that to be my house when it's over. They're like,
they've done that before, right? It was Giannis, it was AD, obviously KD, but
I don't know if they wanted it though.
You're always searching, right? You're always looking. The two names I've come, Ant Edwards is one, and you know he's still signed for a couple more years, but it is coming up on it. And no question, it's got to be somebody you look at hard and how that situation might blow up. I don't know how likely. And the other one is Jokic, because he's the same as Steph. He is could extend at any time, says he's going to stay and hadn't done it yet. I don't want to jump in on the Denver thing because I'm saying Steph's not going anywhere, but and because Steph says it, so Jokic is saying it, but that's the other one. I'd like,
but are you here?
Jokic would like to play with Steph. You think Jokic might not like
What?
That's one that has me thinking.
If I'm Denver, I'd be more worried about him going play in Europe, right? Where they're talking about, man,
yeah, we'll give you, he wants to win. He wants to play in the NBA for a few more years.
I agree.
Oh, I got one more. We know who does Steve love more than anyone else on that USA team, and complimented more than anybody.
Oh, are we talking
place for an owner who might be in some financial difficulty right now?
Tyrese?
Devin Booker.
Oh, I forgot about Book. I forgot all about Book. Yes. Yeah. I forgot about Book.
That's the one. Right. I think the Warriors like him too much, if you ask me. But they love him. Steve loves him. Booker loved playing.
Here's the thing about Book. I think Book, somebody you want with Steph.
Yeah.
Book after Steph.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but how many of those guys are there? Right, there's not that.
I'm just saying they turned out Jaylen Brown for that very reason, right? Like,
yeah,
is this the guy we want to?
Yeah, I agree. They love Devin Booker. Like they.
But
you know, when they were raving about Burries to me, it was like he could be as good as Devin Booker. It's like, okay, that's an.
And
you
also, know, like Booker in the USA was like, I'm just gonna defend.
Yep.
I'm gonna make open shots. I'm not gonna. I'm be happy
pass
with
it,
this. I'm gonna go.
They to Stephen
love and that. KD. They love that.
Yep.
That's because that's winning, right? And then contrast it to, you know, the whole Jason Tatum drama. You know, he really, you know, he's looking at Booker like, hey, this is
like Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown.
No, Tatum. Remember, Tatum was.
Oh, you mean at the Olympics? Yeah,
the Olympics. Like, yeah.
Well, Jaylen Brown didn't even make the team. And
exactly. Yes, another one. But like you know, the whole Tatum situation where he's not playing and blah blah. That might say, hey, this is when you get here, you'd be like Devin Booker. Like you need to pick up your role play. That endears. It's always that way. That's why people loved Carmelo for Team USA. Carmelo for Team USA. He wasn't. It wasn't like giving me the ball. It wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna be over here, and if you give me the shot, I'm hitting it. Like, but that's okay. So, yeah, I forgot about Booker. Yeah, that would go.
He's always said he loves Phoenix. He signed long term.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
They say they're never trade, but Ishbia is some financial discussion here. So, just trying like if that plays out in a poor way, they've traded every draft pick. How do they get draft picks back? How do they restart? I know the Warriors would be first in line saying, we got three first-round picks we can give you, and what else do you want? So those are the three I was thinking of. I should write a column on it or something, but I get in trouble
just
when I write
these columns. You just want to get aggregated. They go crazy.
That's me.
The Warriors think they get everything. It's funny how, like, when you write this, it's going to be the Warriors thing.
Yes. No
question. Like, that's the Warriors thing. They can get everybody.
The arrogant Warriors think they're going to do this. Or the arrogant Warriors writers thing. It's like, I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying you have to have targets. And this is a team that signed Kevin Durant outright, that traded for Jimmy Butler, that signed and traded for Andre Iguodala. Like, there's some history here that you have some targets. You don't get every one of them, but you got to have them, and then you take a look and see if you can go grab them.
And they have to get one for life after Steph. They're just going to have to get another star. Now, it's different. Steph, move all that money out the way. Now you're just dangling $70 million a year in front of somebody, right? Like, you'll be able to do it, but to do it while Steph was on the roster is a little bit trickier. I definitely got to ask you about the Clippers. And, you know, obviously I don't know that it's the death nail it used to be. I know people are like, it's the death penalty to heal the Clippers. I'm not sure. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a long time. And we can see what happens when you miss out on the number two pick and get nothing out of it, right? Like, to go 5 years without a – not to be more than that, because they've traded other picks. But how do you think this – ultimately impacts the Warriors? Is it just merely another person in the arms race is kind of out of the mix, or are they more in the mix because I don't know what they can do though? Like,
they're gonna have a lot of money to spend at some point, right? I was thinking, like, initial thought was they're done, they're out of the league. Yeah. The league now has 29 teams, but then I thought it's Steve Ballmer, right?
It's Ballmer, yeah.
Like, he's no gonna question. Like, they're gonna have a lot of maneuverability. Sometimes draft picks hurt you because you screw them up, right? Yep. And, you know, that 10, 11, 12, 14 range is what these picks are going to end up, I'm sure, maybe lower, but in that range. Sometimes those mess you up. Like, you start giving these guys playing time and they don't earn it, and then you kind of go backwards for 6 months trying to figure it out.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign you've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think people will take their money. We saw Kawhi would take their money in Electra.
Right? They'll just have bags of money.
They will have a lot of
bags.
Yeah, you know, we've seen these expansion teams, like, you know, the freaking Valkyries. Expansion teams start all new, and they're better than everybody because you start all new. We've seen this happen.
Without, like, the top draft picks, without getting the high
pick. Oh, no draft picks.
Like, yeah, exactly. The one draft pick they got, they don't even play. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
it kind of clears the decks. It kind of clears the decks, right?
I mean, they're probably much better at salary cap circumvention now, right?
They know what not to do.
They can tighten up their ship and it'd be right back in the game. Like, hey, I got you.
They're really good at yelling at writers about what they're right about their cap circumvention charges. But I don't think it's – man, I really did think that. Like, I was like, man, they're out of it. They're done. But, you know – Minnesota was kind of out of it for a couple years after the Joe Smith. That's with KG, though, right? So they were sort of in it, sort of not in it, just screwed up. Kind of.
Also, they weren't a team that was just out here handing max contracts.
It was Glenn Taylor. It was not Steve Ballmer.
It's Ballmer is going to be different.
And they're getting two picks back in the Kawhi deal from Toronto if that deal happens. Like, they're not out of it. Like, if what if Toronto isn't that good, and all of a sudden you're looking at maybe like a top 10 pick with some of those. You know, they've got Darius Garland, not my favorite player, but, you know, an interesting player. They've got, you know, Keaton Wagler. We'll see how that works out. Maybe decent player. It would really have been hurt if they made this decision before the draft and they don't have Wagler, because that's a 20-year-old player that you can really go, okay, let's see how good he is and we can build
They need him to be good now.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be interesting with some of those young point guards that got taken high, because how badly do the Kings need Acuff to be good? Really need him to be good. It's kind of a, you know, it's built in to be screwy up a little bit. But no, I don't think I think the Clippers are, they're obviously not in good shape. But I don't think they're dead.
They will hurt, but I don't think it's the death penalty like it feels like. I think people have done some things without picks before. I mean, we've watched it, right? This team won championships with. Yep. Jacob Evans is the pick, right? Like at that time. I think it's going to be tougher than to win a championship. But I do think as long as you got that kind of money, it's just hard to count you out. And perhaps that might even be why they went so hard. Because, this is the other owners, right? Saying, like, we're going to punish essentially ourselves, right? I mean, this is the new bar for salary cap circumvention. They set it on themselves. And, why would they do that? Why would they kill one of their own franchises, right? That's – otherwise, unless you – like, make them sell a team. But don't kill your own entity. You get – like, why would you do that, right? Like, that's counterproductive. But I do think there's a part of them that probably no one arbitration or probably get something back. Actually, can he even do arbitration?
No, it's no arbitration. The Timberwolves were nice, so instead of five, Stern knocked it down to four, then he knocked it down to three. Now, the Clippers are not being nice right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're firing all the guns. I don't know.
They can't do the arbitration.
Yeah. No arbitration. Man. Like, this is – he can't sue. You can't sue the league that you're a part of. You'll have to find some other way. You can't do it. Like, this is indemnification. You buy into a league, you promise not to sue the league.
No question. But, so I do wonder if they just believe you've got all the money and you're going to be pissed off, right? Like, we believe you'll scrape back. Otherwise, they just kill the team. And why would they do that to their own
that just built a new
organization? So part of me is thinking they don't think they killed the Clippers. They think they hurt the Clippers, but they're like, Steve, we aren't killing them, right? This isn't. Yep. This isn't just any owner. This is
you know how you really could have killed them. You could have put more limitations on their salary cap. Like, I think they could have done that. And maybe CBA, that doesn't work out because the players can say that's money that we could have gotten. But, like, you say, you're automatically in a second apron. No matter what, you're in a second apron. And, like, something like that. But that didn't happen. Ballmer's going to spend money. And now, like, he's going to try to spend money like crazy. Who's on the team that is worth any money right now? Darius Garland. That's it. It's just. But, you know, we know how smart that front office is. Now they're suspended now.
They'll have some dark. It's going to take some years. It's going to be a few years before they. Because, first off, who's going to want to go there? And that's a big part of it. But at some point, somebody's going to take the $70 million. like, that's going to happen.
And sometimes you don't want those guys because they're the ones who just want the money. It is going to be interesting. In the West, you have the Clippers, who are going to be in some trouble for some time and might just be throwing away money. And, you know, the first person I think of when just throwing away money is Zach LaVine. You've got the Kings. We already mentioned them. They're terrible. And then you've got the Lakers, another new owner, Luka. It's interesting. We saw what they did.
Looking kind of suspect, yeah, though.
All these teams are in transition, and you have the Warriors, obviously, in their own kind of transition. It's just interesting to look all these teams.
It's Phoenix's Pacific Division. It belongs to Dylan Brooks and the Suns.
Put the banner up right now. I'm trying to have them trade away Devin Booker, and they're going to win. Walk their way to 50.
Yeah, what you mean, man?
Matt Ishbia, he's fine. He's just fine. The other thing that comes to me is, like, are there any players to pick off from that Clippers roster? But I can't even, you know, I don't even know who's on the team anymore. Zubac is gone, and Darius Garland, Harden is gone. Can we name another player on that team? I should know this. Is Coffee on that? I thought Coffee was off that team.
Dang, he might be off.
Yeah, I don't think he's on that team. I think he's playing in another league, right? In fact, I think I saw
if the trade goes through, they get Brandon.
Oh, yeah, Ingram, that's right. Yeah, there you go. They'll have Ingram and that guy,
Grady Dick. It was Ingram and Grady Dick.
Decent players.
They have Rui.
They signed Rui.
I've grown to love Rui.
I don't know that that's a Warriors player, but
The Warriors need some non-Warriors players.
They do. And they, you know, that's
who's the guy that just gets buckets.
Who was that Dutch guy? The center was pretty good. That the big Dutch guy, Nielden Schuhhaus or something like that. It's a long last
name. Oh, Yannick. Yeah. Conan. Remember his name? Is it his name Conan or something? Is it really like that?
I'm going to go Clippers roster here. You go ahead.
I think it's Conan that I remember seeing.
He played a game against the Warriors really well, and then he got hurt. Who is it? Come on, give me. Yannick Conan Niederhauser. You did have Conan.
Like, I told you. Jesus.
Wow. Oh, they got Max Strus. They've got Brooke Lopez, Derrick Jones.
No, now. Who's the young dude who was getting buckets? He, like, cooked the Warriors multiple times.
Isaiah Jackson.
Kobe Sanders?
Oh, Kobe Sanders, maybe?
Kobe Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know.
That guy's a bucket. Team anymore. Kobe Sanders is a developing bucket. He went to I'm pretty sure he went to Cal Poly, but, yeah, he's a developing bucket.
Okay.
I was like, hey, man, it's – He wasn't missing. He just had a nice game. He got inside. Like, I just liked the way he played. I think he might have had 20 or something. It was like his one 20-point game that season. But
yeah,
I like this game.
I don't give him a first round pick for him if I'm the Warriors. But
I'm not giving him a first round pick. But you know, just
I'm a Niederhauser guy.
You know,
Niederhauser. I give a first round pick for Niederhauser. Oh, the Warriors have like five centers, but none of them are younger than 35. I don't know.
You a first round pick for a dude named Conan?
Conan, the K. Conan with a K. He's great. Obviously, he's
Conan
great.
With a K. It's funny. That's crazy. Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I talked to a few people who just felt like, they don't really impact them.
The Clippers, or
I could see it. No, from the Warriors, who were just
it's not really. That. Like, you know, someone will hit the market and Ballmer will have a ton of money to spend, but like that, you're not going to whoever it is. I can't think of even who it is. Michael Porter Jr. Like, so maybe he'll bid $40 million a year for Michael Porter Jr. Warriors probably fine. Right? I mean, they don't get into that bidding. They get into somebody who wants to win a championship for a respectable, you know, the right market price to play and fit with Steph. That's what they get into. So, I was thinking about Clay a little bit, but that happened really quickly. That he wasn't.
Clay. I think Clay did well for himself in Miami.
Yep.
I think out of all the teams, that's the place that might.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Need him more than anybody, right? Yep. Appreciate his value. Just yep. with the two non-shooter. I mean, I don't want to call Bam a non-shooter, but more of a mid-range shooter. He can definitely
shoot.
He
shot a lot in the 82.8.
Yeah, he did. He can definitely shoot. But yeah, it's just I'm looking forward to see how Clay fits there. Yeah. One last thing before we get out of here. Who are your favorite two spots for Brandon Williams, Georges Niang, and who's the other? I'm forgetting somebody. Who they got? Oh, Dalen Terry.
Oh, he's not on the roster. I wouldn't say so. Who's my favorite or what are the spots?
Yeah. I was thinking three for two. Three players fight for two spots. I don't know if David Terry's fighting.
No. I mean, I imagine there's
– I don't think any of them are fully guaranteed. I think Niang got a partial guarantee. If okay. He makes the team,
but they need him at that position. Like, they really need that position. I think Brandon Williams is not a terrible player. Like, he's kind of gone up and down in his career, but he's a pretty good NBA, like, physical athlete.
Yeah.
Is he a pass guy? Not so much, probably, but he's a get to the rim. You know me, I like guys who get to the rim and can, you know, maybe a little versatility in that kind of, you know, dribble off the dribble game. I think he could, like, he's going to be one of those guys. You know, they've had a bunch of those guys, like that third point guard, second point guard, whatever, who, like, oh my God, he just went for 24 points and helped them win in Detroit. You know, it's one of those guys. It doesn't mean he's a good player, but they need a guy like that, you know.
Yeah,
and
no bad.
Freaking your guy, Pat, was one of those guys last year. Like, what the hell? Yeah. How did this happen? And then he just puts 25 in. Brandon Williams could be one of those guys. They thought Seth Curry was going to be one of those guys. He was no longer one of those guys.
I mean, he just couldn't get on the court. He definitely
for years. But I think Brandon Williams, okay. I mean, he's not a great player, and I can see him, you know, not being in the playoff rotation. But of those guys, I think he's the one that interests me.
Niang
interests me because he has skills, but he didn't play last year. Like, how many injured guys do you want on this roster?
I mean, you're not getting Niang if he's not injured, right?
I agree. Smart player, good talker. Like, you know, I don't have
I think Niang is a really good player. I think he's a good NBA player. I think he's the kind of guy they don't need.
You need that position until
what position is this?
3-4, right? 3-4.
Yeah, kind of
thing. Yeah. You need minutes, though. That's the thing, is you need minutes. Is he going to give you minutes?
Yeah. I mean, he's just like you can plug him into how the Warriors play. Like, he'll be doing that. But
absolutely,
that's like Guy Santos. That's Jaxel Lindenborg. Like, you might as well play them guys.
You need another one until Jimmy.
Yeah, I would like one who plays different if I were them.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. They don't have that athletic three. They don't have that.
They don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, you wouldn't got a guy who can't. I do think he's a valuable player, but in their situation, I'm curious. You know, they like doing the thing. Come to us, resurrect yourself, come make it. You know, they did it with Dante DiVincenzo. So he could be valuable that way, especially if he's hungry, as long as his, like, wheels work. But to me, Brandon Williams creates a level of they don't have that. He reminds me of a throwback named Will Bynum.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who was like, you know, he's going to get to the hole, and it's going to be a little bit impressive. Nate Robinson, that type of player.
That's what I like. They're
just going to give you, some nights, and, you know. They'll be like, all right, tonight I got tonight. Steph is sitting. I got tonight. I think they need a player a little bit better than that. But, you know what I'm saying? But that is of the ilk. So he's going to be interesting to me, especially because they brought so many guys back. But if he's rolling and DeAnthony Melton's not and Pods is not, I feel like he's one of them guys. Be like, hey, if he's hot, you let him go. Yep. Right? Just let him go. This is a night. And when he's not, you know, he's not. It's fine. So,
and he's a younger guy, a livelier body. Yeah, they need stuff like that in that position. And Steph's going to miss. You can just write, you know, Steph's going to miss 20 games, right? I mean, that's
just put it down.
Yeah, put it
down. Sit him out if he don't miss it. You should make sure he misses it.
Steph, you've been too healthy this year. We need to sit.
Yeah, hey, Steph, relax. All these videos got people. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Steph. Steph's trying to play 70 games. You watching him? And he's trying to play 70 games. What is he doing?
If he does, all the better for them. I would not bet on that. And this is a guy that you could like say, hey, let's see if he can put up 15 shots and make 10 of them. And then we're on our way. So we'll see about that. But they need somebody who's like in your mind, you go, oh, this guy should play more. Like who they're going to have, who's on their roster going to in your mind. You go, oh, this guy should play more. It's him. You know, Lindenborg.
Yaxel, baby.
Yeah, Yaxel is going to be important to them. He is going to be important.
Yaxel is going to be like, man, just put Yaxel in.
Yep.
Just go ahead and put Yaxel in.
Yeah, they're going to play. He's going to play.
I wonder if Bassey will be that.
I liked him last year.
You like Bassey.
Yeah. I just like guys who don't need to touch the ball. He does not need – I mean, you're never calling a play for him. He's never going to be a guy that you're thinking about, and then he's going to hit the glass and get you, you know – four offensive rebounds, and I think that's pretty good, and it's obviously impressed them. So, you know, in nights that – how many games are you writing down for Porzingis, by the way?
42.
Oh, my God, if it's
42. If you give you half a season, you win?
It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that. It might not be. We saw the contract that he signed is pretty much looking at that. He might be 42, but I would think they want to see him 55, 58, 60.
Yeah, I know they want to see him.
42 would not be good. Would not be good. Unless it's 42 plus 20 in the playoffs. Then they take that.
Well, yeah. So last year was 32. The year before that's 42. 57, 65. Those were
in that range. Two. God, they would love that. They would.
52, 57. Hey, he played 65 games in 22, 23. That's a long time.
That's amazing to think. I can't imagine. I don't know if I can think about Porzingis playing 65 games.
And also, the minutes are dropping, right?
Yep.
Like he was 32, 29, 28, 24.
what was he the championship year with the Celtics?
That was 23-24. He played 57 games, averaged 29.6 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then in the playoffs, he played a total of 7 games for 23 minutes. Hmm. Started 4. Yeah, so you don't need him up there if you want him for the playoff. I mean, they just really need to survive, right? Yeah. But none of it matters if they don't get to March, April healthy. Like, none of it matters.
Yep. They'll want to be 22 and 40 at the time too. So you can't
do that either, right? You got to survive, right? There's a very fine window they got to hit.
Get us to 40 and 25, and then you can rest. And then we'll hang on. We'll go 48 and 34. How about that? Got music playing at Marcus's house.
Front door. All right, that's our cue. We are out of here. We'll get you, you know, it's a slow time of the year, but we'll be
training camp in three weeks. 3 weeks, yeah, I think.
Training camp coming up. You know, they'll be in Hawaii. Neither one of us will be there, but we can still talk about it. Nick Friedell will be there. So
Watch from afar.
We'll have more for you from Warriors Plus Minus. So until then, you know.
Okay, we'll do a quick Valkyries Plus Minus. Jess Smith, candidate for WNBA commissioner.
Why would she do that? Why would Jess Smith do that?
Like, she your name that? Out there. She does have a good job now.
I think Jess is doing pretty well right now. Why would she ask for that headache? It's like the next Sophie Cunningham drama. She's got to go speak about it. Like, yeah, nah.
Right now. Speak about it. Do it. Okay. Yeah, Marcus is pulling her name out of contention.
We got one coming on Warriors Plus Minus, though. I mean, on Valkyries Wednesday. We got one coming for you.
Okay. I can't wait. All right. See ya.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.